The Chicago Blues Festival is coming up June 7th, and the Madison Blues Society is organizing a bus trip to attend the annual event. Here to tell us the plan and how to book a seat on the bus is president of the Madison Blues Woo-hoo! Society, Steve Porter. Steve, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Back. Love it.
All right, we're good.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I really am happy for this opportunity to get the word out about the bus to the Chicago Blues Fest. It's back again. You know, after the last time we did it was before COVID, and you know, the Blues Fest itself went virtual for a while. Everything's coming back online, and the Madison Blues Society's back online with this bus
Feels
trip
good,
on June 8th. The festival starts, I think, June 7th, but we're going down Saturday, June 8th for the whole day.
Ooh.
And we'll get you back in time to sleep in your own bed.
That's awesome. So now you sit in the front of the bus or in the back of the bus?
Well, I guess it just depends, you know, if you want to use your elbows or not, I guess. But the bathroom's in the back of the bus, so, you know, it just depends.
Oh, I see. That's important.
About your situation.
Exactly.
Well, before we hear about the Chicago Blues Fest bus trip, tell us a little bit about the Madison Blues Society. I mean, that's pretty cool in and of itself. Tell us about that.
It is. It's the only institution that I'm aware of, anyway, in the Madison area that supports the blues in every way possible. We've been around for around 25 years, and membership is cheap. I don't know if I can say on the air how
much.
Of course you can.
$15 for a person, and $25 for a family or a band, you get access to, you know, all of our events. You get a discount, and you're also can feel proud to be supporting the blues in the community. Mm. We contribute to the Madison Public Library, and we supply books and CDs and
keeping
and
that other blues alive.
Yeah,
right?
Materials for the library, and we put on our own little blues events. We got an end of the year blues festival in the works now that'll be at the East Side Club in September.
Look
for announcements for that.
Great.
And again, as I said, we're just sort of slowly getting back into gear after the COVID pandemic, and we ultimately hope to get back to the all day picnic that we used to have.
Oh, I remember that.
That was so much fun. Mm-hmm.
That was great. But
we are so lucky here to have so many great blues musicians too.
We are.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. My husband actually went to the record store on Record Store Day. He picked up the new album from Ace Frehley, the guitar player from Kiss, but then he bought like a whole bunch of B.B. King.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at this. How's that for different? Oh, he's we've got a bunch of Paul Filipowicz.
Yeah.
Music,
Paul's a local treasure for sure, and a supporter of the Blues Society.
That's so great.
Do our best to support him and his efforts. We often contribute to efforts. The Jimmies, for example, put on festivals and other projects, and we try to contribute to that. We contribute to blues festivals around the state. Brian Lee Blues Festival is one coming up, and a number of others. So we just promote the blues wherever we
can. And the benches, too, right?
Oh.
The benches.
The Clyde Stubblefield bench.
Yeah.
That's right.
And Luther Allison.
Yeah, and Luther Allison. We've got to remember the greats that have had roots in Madison, you know. And
that's in Birmingham Park, correct?
It is, yes.
So cool.
And, a bench for Clyde, and then right down the way, a bench for Luther Allison, all done by the Madison Blues Society.
Again.
Yep.
You know, we're talking now about Chicago Blues and the festival there. And, you know, this really is quite the longstanding. You said it's free to attend. What does this mean? What does it mean, you know, to be able to take people like you want to go see and hear and experience the blues?
Well, it's a big city blues festival, for one thing. I mean, it's the real deal. And Saturday has all kinds of acts. You have to go on the website to check them all out. I know the Mike Wheeler Band, local Chicago band, but a great band is going to be playing. And they always have a headliner in the amphitheater there at night. But there are a number of other stages that you, there are three or four stages to choose from during the day. And if you come with us, you get to go down. It's a community event. You know, you get to ride in the bus. Yep. You can, you know, you can have a couple of beers on the way down and you don't have to worry about driving. You don't have to worry about driving back. And it's dark, $50 for the cost of a tank of gas. You can, you know, have a ride on a luxury bus and relax and then get dropped off right at the venue. You don't have to park, you know, blocks away, and you just right there, and then you get back on the bus and you're right there, and it will get you home by 12:30, so you can still get to get
that is home. A good day.
It is
that
a good
is
day.
A good day.
Now
I think I have to go.
I was looking at the schedule a little bit, and I saw that some little highlights here. June 9th, the Cashbox Kings, ooh, who we play here on Max Inc. Radio often, they're opening for Buddy Guy, who's doing his farewell tour.
What?
Yeah. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're doing Saturday just because people have to work a lot of times. So.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe take the bus down there and just.
You can stay. You know, just let us know so that we. But I'll tell you, when that bus leaves, it leaves.
Yeah.
If you're not on it, then you might be staying.
So it's like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Another show I saw, they have some centennial tributes. One to Otis Spahn featuring Johnny Iguana from the Claudettes, who we play here often. He plays in town very often. Then Billy Flynn, who's another Madison kind of favorite, right?
Comes out of middle Wisconsin somewhere.
Oh, he is originally. From Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's from Wausau or somewhere up there.
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
yeah. That is great.
That makes sense. And then there's another tribute to Jimmy Rogers featuring Kim Wilson, which is pretty cool. And another guy, Easy Rollin' Bob Margolin. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great. And it's local people, but we, like you were saying, we have some greats around here. We have a lot of the best they can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the country, and especially when you go down to Chicago. I mean, you get Mike Wheeler, you get Cashbox Kings from around here. Mm-hmm. And I know the last one I was at before COVID, I don't know if they're doing it this year or not, but they had a blues jam every night, and the Cashbox drummer Kenny Smith was conducting that, and so you know if you want to try your chops out, you can come down and play in the jam too.
Doesn't Tate do that at Red Rooster in Madison?
There's a jam
every Thursday nights.
Night. And then Kelsey Miles now has moved away, but she was leading a wonderful jam
and unfortunately that venue is closed now, and she's moved on, but
she has.
Tate will be here forever.
That's good. I hope so. He's just the cutest.
Tate and Keith Richards, you know.
Okay, we are having so much fun talking to the president of the Madison Blues Society. It is Steve Porter. And Steve, we are so happy to have you in here. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this bus trip. Thank you. I love that you're organizing it. And let's see. It's on June 8th. So how much is it going to cost? What are we kind of dealing with here to
get on that $50.
Bus? Oh, are you kidding?
It's a tank of gas.
$50? I think that's a deal when you figure if you drove down, the gas would cost that much. And then you got
the
parking
tolls.
On top of it.
Oh, yeah, the tolls.
Tolls.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, plus you can't drink on the way down.
That's what I was thinking.
And you don't have good blues buddies along with you sitting in the seat next to you you know, enjoying a party. So, I mean, it's a community event. You know, we're going to a festival, so we're going to be festive.
Sounds like that's what the Blues Society,
you know, it's about enjoying the blues and not overdoing it, but just, you know, having a good time.
How do you sign up?
The best way is to go to the website and the Madison Blues Society.
.org. I looked it up.
Okay, good for you, because I was going to say Google the Madison Blues Society, and you'll see a whole page explaining the trip, and it has a PayPal button on it, and you can use PayPal even if you don't. You can use it on our site even if you don't have a subscription. All you need is a debit card or a credit card, and you can register there, and we're promoting it because we got to get enough people to make it work, and we're sure we will. But if we don't, we will alert everybody by May 23rd and refund the money. But,
this bus is
we're
rolling.
Counting on making this happen.
We got you.
And we need your help out there.
I know. This bus is rolling.
Come down and party with us, everybody. We want you to have a good time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How about that? All right.
Thanks so much for coming down.
Thank you.
Telling us about the Blues Bus Tour, man.
Yes. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity. You guys are always there to provide us an opportunity to promote what we're doing. And you're all about local music in Madison. Yeah. And so are we. And it's great.
Come back anytime.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
See you on the bus.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Cashbox Kingstown on Max Inc. Radio.